This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Thank you for joining me this morning as we have some topics to discuss, some games to recap, and some takes to get into as well. Shout out to my guy Max Van Auken holding it down behind the glass. Braves get some things done last night. Actually, I should say yesterday afternoon they had a doubleheader. So they end up playing 3 out of the 4 games that they were supposed to play against the New York Mets and win 2 out of those 3. So productive series against the New York Mets. Again, they're going to make up that Saturday game, August 12th, against the Mets. And they played a doubleheader yesterday. They're in Miami to take on the Marlins tonight for a 3-game set. Going to be Bryce Elder versus Sandy Alcantara. So hopefully Bryce can continue his good season. Was a little shaky last game, but he hopefully can bounce back tonight in his latest outing, and hopefully the Braves can continue their winning ways and get to 20 wins on the season, get to 10 games over 500. We'll get more into that in Around the A. We'll also let you hear some of the highlights from last night because, damn man, Sean Murphy is raking. Ronald Acuña Jr. had a scare with him, but he hit a bomb in game one. Then in game two, you know, I'm not going to call it foul play, but I'm a little salty at the New York Mets than I usually am this morning. We'll get into that in about 18 minutes when we go around the A in 520, 540. I want to talk some NBA playoff basketball because we're starting to get into some good stuff. I mean, the NBA playoffs is always good, and it started off good, but, I mean, the Boston Celtics might really be in trouble. They might really be in trouble. I don't know what they got going on. I don't know if they're sleepwalking, but they need to figure it out. I have a theory, and if this is true, this is not good for the Boston Celtics. So we'll get into that at 5:40, but I want to start with, of course, the Atlanta Falcons, because I know some of you are not pleased with the Bijan Robinson pick. I know some of you wanted Jalen Carter. I know some of you wanted Nolan Smith. And look, I understand all that. I get it. However, take off your Jalen Carter glasses for about 10 minutes. Take off your Nolan Smith glasses for about 10 minutes. Let me just talk to you real quick. Let's talk football, okay? Could Bijan Robinson be Offensive Rookie of the Year for the Atlanta Falcons? Tweet at me, @_DylanMatthews. I'll put a poll up during the break. Because I think he could, absolutely. I think he has a great chance, and probably he's going to be one of the, if not the highest odds-on favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Think about it. We know the type of home run hitter that Bijan Robinson is. I mean, Arthur Smith called him a home run hitter himself, used those exact words. The offensive line Bijan Robinson is running behind is great at run blocking. And we know how much Arthur Smith loves to run the football. That is this team's identity. When you talk about the Atlanta Falcons and what they want to do offensively, they want to play smash mouth football, run it down your throat, control possession, control the clock, and score that way. They're going to throw some passes in there. They're going to throw, with Desmond Ridder there, they'll probably be between 15 to 25 passing attempts per game, maybe 20 to 25. But they're going to do a lot of running the football, and Bijan Robinson is going to be a huge part of what they do, not only in the running game, but we also have to talk about what Bijan's going to be in the passing game as well. He is going to be very, very productive in the passing game as well. He's going to get lined up in the slot. He's going to catch passes out of the backfield. Bijan Robinson is going to do a lot in this offense. And he is going to have ample opportunities to make ample plays. So, if you are not excited about Bijan Robinson, because, oh, I wanted Jalen Carter. Oh, I wanted Nolan Smith. Get over it. I'm sorry. They're not here now. We got Bijan. If you're a real Falcons fan, you stand behind and you welcome in Bijan with open arms. Because whether you want to hear it or not, Bijan was one of the best players in this draft. He was one of the top five, maybe even top four, top three players in this year's draft. And when that eighth overall pick came about and it was time for the Atlanta Falcons to make their selection, they believed that Bijan Robinson was the best player available, and that's why they selected him. So, again, take off your Jalen Carter glasses. Take off your Nolan Smith glasses, because it's Bijan time, baby. And I'm telling you, he is going to be a monster in this offense. He's not going to be a Derrick Henry. He's not going to get used like that. Him and Derrick Henry are not the same. They don't have the same build. And Bijan, honestly, is a better pass catcher than Derrick Henry is. He's more of a home run hitter, a little bit more dynamic, and I think a little bit more elusive. Obviously, Derrick Henry is more powerful, but don't expect Bijan to come in here and be Derrick Henry. I mean, Arthur Smith told you as much. You can't compare Derrick Henry and Bijan Robinson together. You just can't. However, Bijan is going to have a very, very good rookie campaign, and I can't wait to see him. So, I'm going to put a poll up. You let me know. Simple question. Do you think Bijan Robinson wins Offensive Rookie of the Year? Yes or no? That'll be the question. If you want to call up, you can also call up 404-741-0929. We'll open up the phone lines here towards the end of the segment. But I'm very, very much excited for Bijan. Excited for all of these draft picks. Matthew Bergeron. By the way, next segment, I'm going to let you hear that audio from the Cowboys war room, if you haven't heard it already, about them going back and forth between should they pick Bergeron at 26 or should they pick Mozzie Smith at 26. And I forget the gentleman's name, but he makes the argument for Mozzie Smith. But if that doesn't make you feel good about the Matthew Bergeron pick, I don't know what else to tell you. Because the Dallas Cowboys, they know a little thing or two about drafting offensive linemen. I mean, just as of late, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick. And those are just recent. I mean, there have been other great Cowboys offensive linemen as well. So we'll let you hear that as well when we get to Around the A. But Bijan is going to be able to do so much in this offense. And the other thing about it, too, is it's not like defenses are going to be able to solely focus in on Bijan. Uh-uh. There are weapons all over the field, so they can't account just for Bijan. They have to account for Kyle Pitts. They have to account for Drake London. They have to account for Cordarrelle Patterson. They're going to have to account for Jonnu Smith. They're going to have to account for so many different weapons. And if Tyler Algier's on the field too, they have to account for Tyler Algier. Because I think we will see sets. I think we will see schemes where there is Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson on the field at the same time. So it's not like it's just Bijan and we know the Falcons are going to give the ball to Bijan. It's not like that. Going to have to account for Drake. You're going to have to account for Kyle Pitts. You're going to have to account for CP. You're going to have to account for Matt Collins, Scotty Miller, Jonnu Smith, Tyler Algier, Cordarrelle Patterson. There are weapons upon weapons upon weapons in this offense. So it's not going to be Bijan trying to carry the load. They're going to be like, oh, throwing Bijan at you too now with all these other weapons. So I think Bijan is going to be able to thrive in this offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
As well. All right. Let's go ahead and go out to the phone line. 404-741-0929. We got Randy. Randy's calling from the Mickey D's, getting him a little early morning breakfast. Randy, you got a Mickey D's open that early, my boy?
Nah, man, you know, I'm driving trucks, man. It's your co-host, man.
I like it, Randy. Cool, yes, sir. I already know it. I already know it.
Hey, listen, man, listen. And this is what I got for all these fans talking about Bijan ain't going to be this.
Talk to him.
I knew Bijan was coming to Atlanta in March.
Okay.
You know, you got to understand.
You saw the vision.
Do you know what a good running back will do for your offense?
A lot.
For your defense?
A lot.
Did you see them canyon that Arthur Smith was opening for Tyler Allgeier?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Then when Pitts get back, then, you know, we got Scotty Miller actually running the motion.
Right.
Instead of the kids.
Yep.
He's going to be able to pull some people and step. Come on, man. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm happy with the pick. I love the pick. Hey, they knew what they was doing.
Yes.
All right, Dylan, I'll let your boy, man.
Hey, all right, Randy. Shout out to you, man. Appreciate you calling in. Appreciate the love as always. Shout out to my guy Randy out there driving trucks. Shout out to all my truck drivers out there holding it down, getting the goods from state to state. Shout out to all my truck drivers. Maybe you're taking a small break because truck drivers be working hard, man. Driving a long time. Sometimes you got to stop at the McDonald's and get you a bite to eat real quick. Then get out there and deliver the goods. So, shout out to my guy, Randy. Shout out to all the truck drivers delivering the goods from state to state. Make sure y'all drive safely out there. Shout out to all my overnighters and my third shifters as well doing their thing. Shout out to you if you're on your way home after a long overnight shift. About to go home, get some rest, then start your Tuesday off right. So thank you for everybody tuning in as well. Shout out to all my people at the gym listening to me as well. I know I got some people that go to the gym and listen to me. So shout out to y'all as well. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now to the Hometown Take. But, yeah, I mean, Randy nailed it. Randy was spot on. Scotty Miller is going to pull some people away with his speed. Mac Hollins, he's going to draw some attention. We already know about Kyle Pitts when he gets back. We already know about Tyler Allgeier. We already know about Drake London. I mean, there are no slouches anywhere on this offense. All right, let's get one more before we go to break. 404-741-0929. Do you think Bijan Robinson will be the offensive rookie of the year this year? Let's go out to Nate. He's calling up. He's got a take. Nate, you're in the game, man. How you feeling? Good morning to you.
I'm feeling good about yourself.
I'm doing good, man. Do you think Bijan Robinson has a chance to win offensive rookie of the year this year?
No. And I think he was the wrong choice for the Falcons, simply because they don't have a defense that can stop anybody in the fourth quarter. They had a 1,000-yard running back last year that was fitting into the system. And they really only took him to stop him from going to Philadelphia because they didn't want him back there with Jalen Hurts. Now, that's my glasses on.
Nate, let me ask you a question real quick. You say we don't have a defense to stop anybody, but we got David Onyemata to go next to Grady Jarrett, that big presence to go next to Grady Jarrett so Grady Jarrett doesn't have to take on double and triple teams. We got Calais Campbell, which, again, you can say he's older, but he's still productive. Then we bring in Bud Dupree. We bring back Lorenzo Carter. I mean, this team has brought in pieces. Caden Ellis. We still got Arnold Ebiketie coming off his second year. I mean, there are pieces on this defense, Jesse Bates as well, to help in the secondary. You know, a good secondary helps your pass rush. So,
okay.
Why are you thinking that this defense is not going to be good in the fourth quarter?
But where do they rank when it's coming in as sacks in the last 2 years? And also, let's look at this. You just let a young man that could have been there the next 5-10 years, let him go. And then you turn around and you're going to tell me they got a defense when their defense can't stop nobody.
But
everybody knows in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes, they lose the game.
But how do you know this defense can't stop anybody? There are so many new pieces on this defense that this is a totally rebuilt defense, Nate. How can you say they can't stop anybody? We haven't seen them yet. We haven't seen any of these guys yet.
and said the same way you're saying they're going to stop somebody when historically they haven't. You're putting a possibility that they may, and they never have.
Okay, but historically...
The same way they said they will, I can say they won't.
Nate, okay, that is true. That's your opinion. But all I'm saying is, do you understand how many new pieces we have brought in? How many new productive pieces we have brought in? I don't understand how you can just automatically jump to the assumption to. I mean, I think they're going to be a lot better. I mean, heck, just all the pieces they brought in, they don't have a choice to be a lot better. And where they were last year as far as sack numbers go, they don't have a choice to be but a lot better. So how do you think they're going to get any worse?
Only thing I'm saying is about the picks. It's a possibility that they could. But you just let someone who could have went, except for the mess he got in, could have went maybe number one or two in the draft, and you're going to tell him he drops in your lap at number 8, 3, you don't have to give him nothing for him, and you don't take him? I ain't buying that.
All right, Nate, I appreciate the phone call, man.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Have a good one. Nate and I are just going to have to disagree. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. But shout out to my man, Nate, though. All the pieces we added. All the pieces. And we did get a defensive lineman. We got an edge rush. We got Zach Harrison, who's going to have absolutely zero pressure on him. It's going to be all... Anything we get from Zach Harrison is going to be gravy. All the pieces we added. I don't get it. Bud Dupree. Kaden Ellis. Calais Campbell. David Onyemata. Jesse Bates. I mean... I don't get it. I think we'll be able to get some stops in the fourth quarter this year, but Nate doesn't believe so. All right. When we come back, 5 minutes from now, let's take a trip around the A. Let's recap the Braves day from yesterday. Like I said, I'll let you hear that interesting sound from the Cowboys war room, how they were debating between Mazi Smith and Matthew Bergeron. We'll recap it all. We'll take a trip around the A next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Favorite breakfast?
I read the newspaper to my wife, and it cracked her up.
What have I done? I'm actually giving my wife the rest of the day off from me. She's going to visit with her girlfriend.
What have you done for your marriage today? Try something new to make yours great. For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Center.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take right here live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Hope you are doing well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews. Asking you the question right now, do you think Bijan Robinson could be the offensive rookie of the year? We might touch on that a little bit more here in the final segment, but right now, we got a lot to cover because a lot went down in the local sports scene yesterday in the city of Atlanta, the state of Georgia, for our local sports team. So without further ado, it's time to take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
The Braves, they were in action last night. They were taking on the New York Mets. I keep saying last night. They did not play at night at all yesterday. They played 2 day games. They played a doubleheader. They play at night all the time. I'm so used to saying at night. But they played 2 day games yesterday, one at 1:10, one a little bit around 4:30, and they split yesterday. And the power was out yesterday for the Braves, but in a good way. Like, the power wasn't out as in a power outage. I mean, they brought out a whole lot of power yesterday. You know what I'm saying? It all started with that boy, Sean Murphy. He got us started at the top of the first inning, 3-run bomb.
Murphy hits this well to left. And the Braves are on top, 3-0. Just like that, 4 batters in. Well, Sean has been barreling everything this year, Jeff. He barreled that, turned on it, and the Braves lead.
Sean Murphy has been on one for a minute now. He stays hot, and the Braves take a early 3-0 lead. And then top second, they just keep on scoring runs. This time, The bomb was courtesy of Ronald Acuna Jr., and he destroyed this ball.
John Curtis was just recalled from AAA yesterday, and now he finds himself in the center of the diamond, and he serves up a ball right down the middle that Ronald Acuna just jacked way out of here. Did that just go to the third deck?
Guy caught it in the first row of the third deck.
The third deck for Ronald Acuna Jr., 448 feet, and it's 6-1 Atlanta.
And the Boo Birds are out.
You love to hear them Boo Birds when you're in New York playing the Mets. That means some good things are happening for the Atlanta Braves when you hear the Boo Birds in New York. Ronald Acuna Jr. absolutely tattooed that ball. My goodness, 448 feet. Are you kidding me? He destroyed, clobbered, belted, all the words. He did everything to that ball. But that put the Braves up 5-1. But wait, there's more. Sean Murphy was not done. Another three-run home run for Sean Murphy. Have yourself a day, Murph.
The left center field off the bat of Murphy. It's another three-run homer. He hit one in the first. He's done it again here in the seventh. There's some cushion for the Braves. It's 9-5.
So the Braves, after a little bit of a scare in the bottom of the ninth inning, A.J. Minter gave up a solo shot to make it 9-8. However, the Mets don't get anything more than that. The Braves win game one of the doubleheader yesterday, 9-8. However, they did fall in game two by a final score of 5-3 in favor of the New York Mets. However, if you don't remember, Friday they won that game that ended up getting rained out. However, they completed five innings of that game, making it a full game. So the Braves won the first game of the series that only went five. So Braves take two out of the three that they actually played what was supposed to be a four-game series. Like I said earlier in the show, one of those games getting postponed to August 12th. So the Braves take care of business against the Mets. The three games you did play them in this series, you take two out of three, you get a game up on them, all is well in the world. So the Braves taking on the Miami Marlins tonight, actually tonight, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, Bryce Elder versus Sandy Alcantara. Braves looking to go 20-10, get 10 games above 500. I did promise you that I would let you hear the Cowboys war room audio. This is when they were deciding who was going to be their 26th overall pick. Well, the 26th overall pick of the draft, their first round pick, I should say. But it's interesting and it's relevant to us Falcons fans because we got Matthew Bergeron with the 38th overall pick in the draft in the second round, traded up to get Matthew Bergeron. Some fans were like, did we really need to trade up for this dude? Well, the answer is yes, because the Cowboys nearly took him at 26, but they decided to go Mozzie Smith at 26. Take a listen.
You got 2 minutes.
We'll just get warmed up.
Well, who would you take?
Personally, I would go with Mozzie because I know that he helps us now with the guard. I love the guard, too. My question is, you're adding something to it where we have depth. I think the defensive lineman gives you an immediate starter and something for the future.
Here I am, cut through if we missed one of those two guys after having them both here in our hands.
Yeah, we're better on the line of scrimmage with either one of these guys.
We've had offensive linemen there. We've had the opportunity to pick them. We've not had a defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman, that high in quite some time.
There you have it. The only reason they didn't draft Matthew Bergeron with the 26th overall pick is because they already had depth at guard. That's literally the only reason. You heard somebody in their war room say, both of these guys make us better on the line of scrimmage. Both of these guys make our line of scrimmage better. So they, the Cowboys, who, again, know a thing or two about drafting offensive linemen, Tyron Smith, Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, these are Pro Bowl players. Travis Frederick obviously retired now. But those are Pro Bowl caliber players, all pro caliber players that they drafted as offensive linemen. The point is, the Cowboys know a thing or two about drafting offensive linemen. So if they believed Matthew Bergeron was first-round talent, if they were willing to take him in the first round, and by the way, too, they had him at guard as well. They're gonna have, they would have had him playing guard. They called him a guard in that audio. So obviously they believe in him at guard, just like the Falcons believe in him at guard, and they saw him as first-round talent. Only reason they went with Mazi Smith is because they needed an immediate starter at defensive line. You should be excited about the Matthew Bergeron pick. That's what you should be taking away from this. Very, very interesting audio coming out of the Cowboys war room, and it should make every single Atlanta Falcons fan happy. I know I'm happy after hearing that audio. It looks like we are in good hands in Matthew Bergeron, and that is even more reason why he is going to be plug and play at that left guard spot, and we got ourselves a starter with the 38th overall pick. All right, 5 minutes from now, when we come back, I want to talk a little NBA playoffs. Haven't talked too much NBA playoffs, haven't talked too much national news, try to keep it pretty local here on the Hometown Take, but with the Atlanta Hawks being out of it, my first love is still basketball, and I still want to talk some ball. Because the Celtics, oh, they tripping. They just straight up tripping. And if you got any more calls on Bijan, we'll take your calls. 404-741-0929. The question is, do you think Bijan Robinson will be the offensive rookie of the year this year? We'll talk a little Bijan, talk a little NBA playoffs when we come back. 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Final full segment here before we talk to the morning shift in about 15 minutes or so. Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson starting things off at 6 o'clock. Okay. Want to get into a little NBA playoff talk as well, because playoffs have been very, very good so far, as they are every year. Had another pair of good games last night. We had the 76ers and the Boston Celtics in game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals, and game two of the Western Conference semifinals after that between the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets. The 76ers didn't have Joel Embiid last night, and they won 119 to 115. James Harden went crazy. James Harden was looking like prime Houston MVP James Harden last night. And I don't know what's up with the Celtics, but even with James Harden's performance, the Celtics only lost by 4. And I say that in that way because no matter what James Harden did last night, unless he dropped 80 points, there was no reason the Celtics should have lost that game. There's no reason. The 76ers are a very talented team. Don't get me wrong. They are a very good team. Tobias Harris had a good night. Tyrese Maxey had a good night. Paul Reed did a good job stepping in for Joel Embiid. But if you're the Boston Celtics, you have championship aspirations. You are a championship caliber team. There is no reason you should be losing to that Philadelphia 76ers team without Joel Embiid. No reason at all. Zero. Zilch. Nada. No reason. Follow up on what James Harden did last night. 45 points, 50% from the three-point line, was 7 of 14 behind the arc last night, 17 of 30 from the field, 6 assists. Tyrese Maxey had a good night as well, 26 points. Tobias had 18. Paul Reed had a double-double, 10 and 13. Did basically what the doctor needed and what the doctor ordered, filling in for Joel Embiid. And Tatum and Brown weren't bad last night.
Tatum. I was just about to say that. Not to cut you off. Yeah. I was going to throw a question your way.
Go ahead.
If you're a Celtics fan and you look on paper, like if you didn't watch the game, you're like, wait a second. Tatum had 39 and 11.
Yeah.
Brown had 23.
Mm-hmm.
Smart had 12. Horford had 11. And your sixth man of the year had 20. And you played the Sixers without Joel Embiid and you lost. How did you lose that game?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know how they lost. To be quite honest with you, I don't know if – my theory is I don't think the Celtics, just like they did with the Atlanta Hawks, I think they did the same thing with the Atlanta Hawks. They got off to too slow of a start. Too slow of a start. When we took on the Celtics in Game 5, down 3-1, without DeJounte Murray in Boston, the Celtics let us stay in that game. They didn't put us away like they should have. They should have come out with that killer instinct, like some sharks smelling blood in the water, but they didn't. They let the Hawks hang around and hang around and hang around, and then Trae Young went nuclear in the fourth quarter, and we stunned them. Same thing last night. You let the 76ers hang around, hang around, hang around. James Harden keeps heating up and heating up and heating up until he goes crazy throughout really the duration of the game, really in the fourth quarter too, and then you lose. Because if you keep a road team, if you let a road team keep it close, anything can happen in the fourth quarter. All bets are off in the fourth quarter. So the Celtics, to me, getting off to too slow of a start, I don't know if they think they can just sleepwalk through these games. I don't know if they thought they could sleepwalk when DeJounte Murray wasn't playing and they were on the, and they were at home in a closeout game. I didn't know if they thought they broke the Hawks' will or something, but it wasn't like that. And last night, I don't know if they thought the Sixers would just kind of roll over and try to get game two with Joel back. I don't know if they thought it was going to be a walk in the park game one at home against the 76ers, but that's how they came out. That's what they acted like when they started off the game.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
I think it makes sense. Your best player is what your team represents.
Right.
And so, for example, Steph Curry, what is he? No drama, very calm.
Yep.
Good leader, shoots threes.
Right.
That's the Warriors.
Yeah.
You look at Jimmy Butler, tough, gritty. That's the Miami Heat.
Very much.
You look at the Boston Celtics, the criticism for Tatum has kind of been that he doesn't have that dog. Like when you're
That's
supposed
true.
To attack, you don't attack.
Uh-huh. And
you
have sometimes
the talent.
He sleeps, walks through games, and sometimes his mind isn't always there. So
yeah.
And that looked like it could have been the Boston Celtics last night. So that's a very good point, Max. A very good theory. I'm with you on that. Because,
I appreciate it, Dylan.
Yeah, you know I got you, brother. But the Celtics, they're going to have to wake up. They're going to have to start getting off to a faster start. They're going to have to stop sleeping through these games. They're going to have to stop sleepwalking through these games because they're going to get themselves in trouble. Joel isn't going to come back in game two. You better not let what happened last night happen again in game two, because now Joel is not going to play. The 76ers already did their job. They split on the road. That's all you need to do. Now they have home court advantage. Joel will come back game three. They win all their home games. They're good. They don't have to win another game in Boston. They just have to win all their games in Philly. So, Celtics, you better wake up. And don't let what happened last night happen again in game two. Otherwise, I don't think they get swept, but it might be a gentleman's sweep. I will say that. So, very interesting stuff there. I do want to read off a couple of tweets because some people are in agreement with the Bijan Robinson take. By the way, I did put that poll up finally. You can vote on my poll at _ Dylan Matthews. Do you think Bijan Robinson wins Offensive Rookie of the Year? Bruce Maddox Jr. says, welcoming Bijan, yes. Feeling better about Bijan, yes. Offensive Rookie of the Year will be tough splitting carries with a back that deserves carries. Solid point. However, I'm not sure how many carries he's going to have to split. That's the one thing I am interested to see. How much are they going to divvy up the carries? With the 8th overall pick, Bijan has to get a good bit of the workload. Tyler Algier might just be a little bit of a change of pace back, and he might be a third down, short yardage, red zone type of back maybe. But the carries are probably going to be maybe 70-30, 60-40. I mean, Bijan has – you have to get some work out of Bijan if he's your 8th overall pick. You ain't splitting the carries 50-50 with Tyler Algier. Bijan's going to get most of those carries. Jazz player doesn't agree with me, though. He says, bro, stop trying to talk us into Bijan Robinson. Every show yesterday beat the Bijan drum way too early to have offensive rookie talk. Come on, man. I'm just saying, Jazz player. It's something that could happen. Don't be surprised. He's that type of talent. And I'm not saying go bet on it. I'm not saying I guarantee it. But I'm saying it's a good chance it could happen. The way Arthur Smith's going to use him in this offense, with the weapons that he has around him, you won't be able to account just for Bijan. You're going to have to account for everybody else too. So this offense is going to be very dynamic, very versatile, and that's going to do well for not only Bijan, but the Atlanta Falcons offense as well. Okay, it's about that time to talk to the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got on tap for today. See what they'll be talking about. We'll talk to the morning shift coming up here in about 5 minutes. Close out the hometown take live here in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the hometown take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Final full segment here before we talk to the morning shift in about 15 minutes or so. Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson, starting things off at 6 o'clock. Okay. Want to get into a little NBA playoff talk as well, because playoffs have been very, very good so far, as they are every year. Had another pair of good games last night. We had the 76ers and the Boston Celtics in game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals, and game two of the Western Conference semifinals after that between the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets. The 76ers didn't have Joel Embiid last night, and they won 119 to 115. James Harden went crazy. James Harden was looking like prime Houston MVP James Harden last night. And I don't know what's up with the Celtics, but even with James Harden's performance, the Celtics only lost by four. And I say that in that way because no matter what James Harden did last night, unless he dropped 80 points, there was no reason the Celtics should have lost that game. There's no reason. The 76ers are a very talented team. Don't get me wrong. They are a very good team. Tobias Harris had a good night. Tyrese Maxey had a good night. Paul Reed did a good job stepping in for for Joel Embiid. But if you're the Boston Celtics, you have championship aspirations. You are a championship caliber team. There is no reason you should be losing to that Philadelphia 76ers team without Joel Embiid. No reason at all. Zero. Zilch. Nada. No reason. Follow up on what James Harden did last night. 45 points, 50% from the three-point line, was 7 of 14 behind the arc last night, 17 of 30 from the field, 6 assists. Tyrese Maxey had a good night as well, 26 points. Tobias had 18. Paul Reed had a double-double, 10 and 13. Did basically what the doctor needed and what the doctor ordered, filling in for Joel Embiid. And Tatum and Brown weren't bad last night.
Tatum, I was just about to say that, not to cut you off. Yeah. I was going to throw a question your way.
Go ahead.
If you're a Celtics fan and you look on paper, like if you didn't watch the game, you're like, wait a second. Tatum had 39 and 11.
Yeah.
Brown had 23.
Mm-hmm.
Smart had 12. Horford had 11. And your sixth man of the year had 20. And you played the Sixers without Joel Embiid and you lost. How did you lose that game?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know how they lost. To be quite honest with you, I don't know if my theory is. I don't think the Celtics, just like they did with the Atlanta Hawks, I think they did the same thing with the Atlanta Hawks. They got off to too slow of a start. Too slow of a start. When we took on the Celtics in game five, down 3-1, without DeJounte Murray in Boston, the Celtics let us stay in that game. They didn't put us away like they should have. They should have come out with that killer instinct, like some sharks smelling blood in the water, but they didn't. They let the Hawks hang around and hang around and hang around, and then Trae Young went nuclear in the fourth quarter, and we stunned them. Same thing last night. You let the 76ers hang around, hang around, hang around. James Harden keeps heating up and heating up and heating up until he goes crazy throughout really the duration of the game, really in the fourth quarter too, and then you lose. Because if you keep a road team, if you let a road team keep it close, anything can happen in the fourth quarter. All bets are off in the fourth quarter. So the Celtics, to me, getting off to too slow of a start, I don't know if they think they can just sleepwalk through these games. I don't know if they thought they could sleepwalk when DeJounte Murray wasn't playing and they were on the, and they were at home in a closeout game. I didn't know if they thought they broke the Hawks' will or something, but it wasn't like that. And last night, I don't know if they thought the Sixers would just kind of roll over and try to get game two with Joel back. I don't know if they thought it was going to be a walk in the park game one at home against the 76ers, but that's how they came out. That's what they acted like. when they started off the game.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm crazy.
Uh-huh.
I think it makes sense. Your best player is what your team represents.
Right.
And so, for example, Steph Curry, what is he? No drama, very calm.
Yeah.
Good leader, shoots threes.
Right.
That's the Warriors.
Yeah.
You look at Jimmy Butler, tough, gritty. That's the Miami Heat.
Very much.
You look at the Boston Celtics, the criticism for Tatum has kind of been that he doesn't have that dog. Like, when you're supposed to attack, you don't attack.
Uh-huh. And you have sometimes the talent. He sleepwalks through games, and sometimes his mind isn't always there. So,
yeah.
And that looked like it could have been the Boston Celtics last night. So that's a very good point, Max. A very good theory. I'm with you on that.
Because, I appreciate it, Dylan.
Yeah, you know I got you, brother. But the Celtics, they're going to have to wake up. They're going to have to start getting off to a faster start. They're going to have to stop sleeping through these games. They're going to have to stop sleepwalking through these games because they're going to get themselves in trouble. Joel isn't going to come back in game two. You better not let what happened last night happen again in game two, because now Joel is not going to play. The 76ers already did their job. They split on the road. That's all you need to do. Now they have home court advantage. Joel will come back game three. They win all their home games. They're good. They don't have to win another game in Boston. They just have to win all their games in Philly. So, Celtics, you better wake up and don't let what happened last night happen again in game two. Otherwise, I don't think they get swept, but it might be a gentleman's sweep. I will say that. So, very interesting stuff there. I do want to read off a couple of tweets because some people are in agreement with the Bijan Robinson take. By the way, I did put that poll up finally. You can vote on my poll at underscore Dylan Matthews. Do you think Bijan Robinson wins Offensive Rookie of the Year? Bruce Maddox Jr. says, welcoming Bijan, yes. Feeling better about Bijan, yes. Offensive Rookie of the Year will be tough splitting carries with a back that deserves carries. Solid point. However, I'm not sure how many carries he's going to have to split. That's the one thing I am interested to see. How much are they going to divvy up the carries? With the 8th overall pick, Bijan has to get a good bit of the workload. Tyler Algier might just be a little bit of a change of pace back, and he might be a third down, short yardage, red zone type of back, maybe. But the carries are probably going to be maybe 70-30, 60-40. I mean, you have to get some work out of Bijan if he's your 8th overall pick. You ain't splitting the carries 50-50 with Tyler Algier. Bijan's going to get most of those carries. Jazz player doesn't agree with me, though. He says, bro, stop trying to talk us into Bijan Robinson. Every show yesterday beat the Bijan drum way too early to have offensive rookie talk. Come on, man. I'm just saying, Jazz player, it's something that could happen. Don't be surprised. He's that type of talent. And I'm not saying go bet on it. I'm not saying I guarantee it, but I'm saying it's a good chance it could happen. The way Arthur Smith's going to use him in this offense, with the weapons that he has around him, you won't be able to account just for Bijan. You're going to have to account for everybody else too. So this offense is going to be very dynamic, very versatile, and that's going to do well for not only Bijan, but the Atlanta Falcons offense as well. Okay, it's about that time to talk to the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Tiffany Blackman, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got on tap for today. See what they'll be talking about. We'll talk to the morning shift coming up here in about 5 minutes. Close out the hometown take live here in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.